Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
It's a really nice occasion to meet you here in the studio because your first CD is out, correct?
Correct. It's my first CD experience with my own music, because I had already experience of recording in Auroville, but this time is my own music, my own lyrics, collaborations with a few musicians, and I got support from Didier Weiss about the
sound, probably.
Yes, sound and technical part. Of course, is a work, is a long work, started more than 1 year and a half ago. Now is everywhere. Auroville.com, La Boutique d'Auroville.
I know, I've seen it in Pondi.
Yes, yes.
I've seen it in Pondi too. But the title is also really interesting, fascinating, The Golden Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So with it and the choice of the music, actually it's a complete fusion. Listening to it is a fusion of many genres.
Yeah.
Many, also I think the many musicians were working with you. Can you tell us who was also?
Yes, it's a pop, I say pop world fusion. Mm. Because, of course, I'm always playing pop, rock. I love these genres.
But your voice is also the best for that.
Yeah, I have a little bit raw voice. But this time is also contaminated with influences, lounge and
there's some Indian Carnatic stuff inside too. Yeah.
Indians influences. I collaborate with a great musician, Rajkumar Rajmanikam. Mm-hmm. He's a flute player, he's a vocalist, and he's a really, really good, helped me a lot. And we have done arrangements, even with Divan Dondieu, he's a great pianist, keyboards mm-hmm. player. Yes, they gave me suggestions, and we could realize the music that belongs to this kind of, I think, globalization.
It belongs to today.
Yeah.
But while I was listening to the songs, there are a few things that really struck me somehow. The sound is great, so why it was recorded? Because mm-hmm. I know it was not recorded here. Tell me the secret. Mm-hmm.
It was recorded in Pondi,
wow.
In the studio of Rajkumar. He mm-hmm. has a little studio. Yeah, because I felt very comfortable with him. I started with him some arrangements. Then we went in the mixing part and mastering. So we drive my voice. We drove the voice in the studio in Pondi. Yes, it's half done in Auroville, mm-hmm. half done in Pondi. Mm-hmm. It's collaborations with some Aurovillians, and I can say Pierre Fuladou, Edo Grassi, they are guitar players in Auroville, mm-hmm. and some musicians coming also from abroad. It's a collaborations in different fields.
Since we are all accustomed to seeing you, at least last past few years, you gave us at least one concert of your choice and some with collaboration with maybe some other singers. That CD, it's only your songs.
Yes, yes. So is my inspiration, my lyrics, my I felt the time to realize something belongs to my deep experience, is my personal growth, what can I say, is a spiritual and material path and personal evolution. So it was a time to try something like that.
And the lyrics also reflect the presence of our real Aunt Mother.
Yeah, yeah, everything.
Deeply.
I think everything, because there is an aspiration for the reality, deep reality inside of us, and even love, sensual love, and my kids, my family, some glimpses of everything. I think we are one and not separated. And we have to think that the golden heart is the main door to evolve ourselves. Open this door and feel our deep reality and our material things that we live every day.
But if you would stay in Italy, which you did because you came to Orwell like 10 years ago,
yes,
if I'm correct, this city probably wouldn't be done.
Probably, because in Italy in standby, I was following my study, I was in the university, I'm a doctor in pedagogy, I followed my job for many years in social services, and my life was different, was like my creativity was closed, locked in one cupboard, waiting for the time. Mm-hmm. And Auroville gave me the possibility to see and what is my possibility and the collaborations that you find in Auroville gave also these possibilities.
The fertile soil to put the seeds and grow.
Che nascondono un sorriso, le tue mani sul mio cuore. Che rivelano l'amore che ti voglio, bimbo mio, dolce anima divina. Tu sei il mio sole che sorge con la prezza mattutina. Le tue mani son preziose, questo ancora.
So what have you been doing when you came? Because I know your life and everything is dedicated to all, as well as your husband.
Yeah, I followed different ways. In the beginning, I started in the school, no, in Nandanam school, kindergarten Nandanam, with one dance activity. And was teaching to the children to coordinate their movements through the music. Mm-hmm. In this dance activity, I was make listening to the kids music from all over the world. And the kids, they were enjoy, and teachers, they appreciate very much, parents and teacher. But of course, later in 2006, I started more to play with my band. I found musicians and I did some concerts in different locations in Auroville. Even collaborations with other singers like Nuria, Eliani, Chloe. I have my first experience of recording with Joy and Jivatman for the children's songs. Mm-hmm. So I follow different ways, but always the passion of the music is in front of me. And
that is your life, probably, because you are singing all, because I know when I meet you, sometimes you are singing as well. Mm-hmm. Not only for the concert.
Mm-mm. No, my first tapes was done by my mother when I was 3 years old in Italy. I was singing Italian songs and my mother was recording me, and the tapes is still there. Yeah, I start singing immediately. I was really, really young.
But you never studied?
No, I was playing guitar and I was study in school with my friends, and I was participating all the time to the open house with my guitar. I was in the chorus of the school. Mm. Yes, it's a normal way during your childhood, no, to enjoy some. Yeah, enjoy, oh, yeah. Music, no, but yeah. Of course the main growth was here in Oroville, because yeah. I could really understand who is me, and after a lot of listening, you know.
Yellow moon, shiny sun, you see two, but they are one. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Yeah, hey, yeah, hey. Shiny moon, yellow sun, you see two, but they are one. They are one because inside the universe all is one.
So now you are dedicated completely to the music.
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope.
But you were pursuing the career of a teacher, which means you said you got a doctorate degree in pedagogical skills, which are really much needed in Oroville. So you are also on that side, because I know you, that you are passionate about the children.
Mm-hmm.
How's that side goes within what you're doing?
Maybe, yeah, the school could be again a place to put my efforts in some directions, no?
Dance, music, I mean, school, no?
But Kalabumi is also offering this possibility. Now I'm living in Kalabumi.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the best place for you, because
yes,
you are a musician, yeah?
Yes, yes. After 10 years, finally, I got my place. I felt in the right place. I can
the
collaborate.
Studios are there, the concerts are there, everything.
Yeah, I can collaborate with the team and give my support and my contribute. Yeah, there's different ways that I can follow, but yeah, in this moment I feel little bit in the listening what happened for my city, of course, because it's my city baby. He's just born. I have to understand what to do. If is it possible to play my music?
So I know that we can buy it in Pondi, but in Oroville, where we can get it? In visitor center?
In Oroville, even in the town hall music library.
That's
for
great.
Everybody, Orovillians, newcomer would like to have the CD for free. Who would like to buy the CD? A la boutique d'Oroville on oroville.com, mm-hmm. on a bookshop in a visitor center.
How many copies you made? You published?
Few.
Means what? 2,000? 10,000?
No. I start with 500 copies. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I think now is more my visiting card, this CD. Maybe I can play. I can play my music more than selling CDs, because it's not now one business to sell CDs. People doesn't. Everything is online, even my music. So I think is not this the main. Thing, sell CDs is not the main goal. Is more is a play my music and giving the possibility to people to understand and know my music by
through the music,
through the CD. But
yeah,
of course, is a.
Mm. No, it's not something you can make a living out.
Yeah. It's more for myself and for sharing with Oroville these things that happened to me.
From my birth, I felt it was right. Was good to be surrendered, surrendered to the life. I had no hesitations when came the occasions. I let them be. I worked to be free. My shoulders were always strong enough to hold my staff, singing life, oh life, oh why have my life? You hold my tears, you take my smile, have my life.
The CD is out for what? How many? 1 week, 2 weeks? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's since 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you probably got some feedbacks already, at least from the family, from friends.
Yeah, from friends.
What are their reactions?
Some friends, they were enthusiastic about it, and they gave me very nice feedback. Mm. Very nice feedback about...
And children?
And children also. My kids, they like Atma singing.
Atma singing. That's good.
Yeah. Edo now is more in the football dream.
He's a subscribe boy.
Yeah, not too much in the music. But they appreciate what I'm doing, of course.
Yeah, music has got its own language. It's really, on one hand, this can be highly spiritual, but it's also always physical because of the frequencies. So even if you want it or not, it does touch us.
Yeah.
As long as we're listening.
Yeah.
And that's why... Many times where music can be really soothing, can be a support, or can be even an inspiration to do something else out of it.
Yeah, I cannot, really, I cannot live without music.
I can
understand. It's a support of my life.
That's what I can fully understand.
It's a support of my life.
It's beyond.
It's
beyond something we cannot even put it in words, because it would be... inadequate. It's the only art which is more than, it's multidimensional, because I hear the song and it's playing in my head. It's my body's vibrating with the music, which I just heard, and I can stretch it out forward in times. And after 10 years, I might remember, and my brain will replay, and I will know also the other sets of the feeling I had at the time, and that's why it's so amazing about it.
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing because I sometimes listen the albums, the music that is so far.
And all of a sudden you're in that space, and you are 15, and like,
yeah,
right?
and
you smell the things.
Yeah, and I smell the things and the remembering and the time of that music. In the same time, I like to now to experiment and listen new things, really new, and evolve, not stay only in my past and my background. No, it's everything is important.
Because I was listening to the concert and I saw where you're going. You were singing the songs of other people, but this one is really something else. It's a really fusion of many, many things.
Yes.
And it's a really, and I'm sure that the next CD it would be wow.
Thank you, Mario.
Beyond something else. We'll wait.
Yes. I hope that people enjoy and can share with us these feelings.
I think we will hear it. Anna, thank you for today.
Thank you, Mario.
All the best.
Thank you, Miriam. Bye.